when we recognize that we're to worship God with everything, something hits us. And it not only will cause our hands and our heart to leap, but it'll cause us to live quite differently. So, up. Any kids remember the next two words that we want to talk about, the purpose of the church? So the church is the people of God. One purpose is to worship. Up, yeah?
I remember the two words, in and out.
In and out. Yeah, look at that. That makes sense, right? So in, interesting enough, when we try to understand this word, that in, we're, does anyone know, I say it ad nauseum, but I realize that, and to the point where I wonder if people are looking at me going, but could someone or a couple different people want to say what our mission statement is here at Coast Hills Church? Right. Can you say it louder? Well, I know you can.
We're a Jesus-centered community providing gracious space through acts of generous love.
Right. Exactly. Jesus-centered community creating gracious space through acts of generous love. Jesus-centered, that we understand and we worship Jesus because that is, he's the fullness of who God is. And the Bible says that one day he will be on the throne. Well, he already is, but then that whole manifestation will work itself out in its fullness. But we live now in between of the now and the not yet. And so we live as if Jesus is our King and Lord, and so we worship him. But that affects not just our worship for him, and it's not just for when we go to heaven one day. It actually affects our here and now here. So that's the in. It's about community. We're a Jesus-centered community, church, ecclesiae. This is the people of God together. And where do the people of God, where do we get our example of how to live in love? Anyone? Yeah. Through prayer, right? We will pray. Where else would we get our example to live and love? And, yeah? Right, what Jesus says, right? And then guess what? And I would say yes to that. And it's a bit of a trick question, which I shouldn't really be doing. But it comes to actually who God is in God's essence. Now, I'm not going to unpack this. I will promise you. I said that Paul's going to do this sometime on the Trinity. But God is actually made up of three persons in one. It's hard to get our head around. We're not going to spend a lot of time there. But for us to try to understand that, this is how the church is to live out their community with one another and the rest of the world. Now, when you don't quite understand things, sometimes it's good to see a picture, right? And hopefully this picture won't be more confusing. We're going to look at it. But it's a picture that this guy in Russia made in the 15th century. His name's Rublev. And he depicted the Trinity of who God is out of three angels. Now, we don't know what God looks like. We don't understand who he looks like. But sometimes images help us. So this is a picture of three angels. And they're all sitting with one another. The crucible in the middle, it's also speaking about when the angel came and visited Abraham. But the center is this cup. Now, if you want to get really into it, a lot of scholars will do all kinds of in-depth things about it. But what's happening here is that the three angels that are representing who God is, the Spirit, Jesus, and the Father, they are with one another, they're serving one another, they are sitting and being in community with one another, eating with one another in community. And for us, we live in a community that continues to, that we want it to look like a Jesus-centered community, which is Jesus' understanding of community is through his relationship with the Godhead. John 17, John 14 to 15 in there, 16, 17, you hear, you see Jesus in this deep community with the Father and with the Spirit, and they're one, and they're working this out. So God himself is actually community. And that's what he wants us to reenact and to live out in our lives as well. And so this is a beautiful picture of us living with one another. This sort of relationship exists in the Godhead, and he wants us to have it exist here. So we're a Jesus-centered community creating gracious space through acts of generous love. This is what God is doing all the time. And so we're to do this as well. It's a community where people love each other, where they accept one another, they serve one another, they live in harmony with one another, and they submit to one another. Now, it's a little bit different than the Godhead because we need a whole lot of forgiveness, right? Any of you come from a family? Yeah. Yeah. So we need all kinds of grace in the midst of our family. But we choose to live with one another. We choose to live in this way. And the picture of family is a lot bigger than our individual families. In the New Testament, family is considered the church. It's another metaphor who God is, of who the church is. It's this idea of family. So I want to encourage you, if you're able to at all, and not everyone can because of their timing and whatnot, but we have life groups that meet. And so we talk about practicing hospitality with one another because we might get it wrong. But our intention is to create gracious space and show acts of generous love to one another. And in doing so, we understand who people are. We're caring for one another. We're loving one another. We're praying for one another. We're on an app that we can see what's going on in other people's lives, and we can be intentionally loving one another and being in community with one another. Now, does it only happen in life groups? No. Some of us need space and time, and we might not be able to do that. But what does it look like to be in the community as a church in the situation that you find yourselves in? I really think we need community. Some of us think we don't. I desperately need it. We need the love and care and concern for one another in this way. And so this idea of working together. Can you imagine how attractive this sort of community would be to people? Can you imagine? It's not going to look perfect. It's not going to look good. It might look more like our family. Do we argue sometimes? Can we be honest? Yeah. Miles like, yeah. We argue sometimes. We have to say sorry sometimes. We have to work things out. But we're committed to loving one another and being with each other for the long haul. This is another part of the church. Its inward focus is this love and care for one another. It should be, we should be doing it so well that people are so attracted by it, going, oh, they don't do it, they're not doing it perfect, but they're doing it well. Wonderful. Okay, so up, in, and what's the other word?
Out.
Now, this is interesting. We're growing a God-like community. Is that we want to be invitational with people about the good news of Jesus. We learn how to love one another because of the way that Jesus has loved us. And this is good news to us. This is very good news to all of us, and it should be news to everyone. Jesus told his disciples, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. The out, the good news of sharing about who Jesus is. Now, how do we do that? How do we do that in different ways? Anyone? This is maybe the hard one, right? Break out of the church bubble? Yeah, I think our church does a really good job at that, which is beautiful. Right? It's getting to know your neighbor. It's inviting them into community. It's walking with someone. It might actually be someone saying, you're so peculiar that I want to understand what makes you tick. You're like, let me tell you, right? Peter has all kinds of stories, even on the golf course, right, Peter? Of Peter explaining, saying, let me tell you about this. It's because what God has done in my life, right? I know I'm looking at people here and that I've talked to in the last week, and that I know that you are sharing this good news with people in different ways. But it's good news. It's something sweet in our mouths and something sweet for our ears to hear. So it's this good news. I need two people. Can I have two people that want to help? Yeah? Let's go one of you. Let's go rock, paper, scissors. You guys can rock, paper, scissors. Anyone else? Another Marcus? You want to? Yeah? Yeah? Come on up. He's like, I don't think I put it in my hand. It's all right. Okay. So I wanna give you something, Mackenzie. I wanna just give you that. And I wanna give you that. Does that look good? You can have it. It's yours. Yeah. It's good, eh? Is it good? Yeah, it's good. You can go back to your seat, or you can do whatever you want with that right now. It's up to you. But if you think it's really good, you want to tell someone about it? Yeah? Feel free. Now, when we have good news, that something beautiful and sweet and delicious, do we keep that to ourselves? Look, I didn't even have to tell them. Maybe because they're on these old communion plates that we have, which is kind of funny. Serving trays. But the good news, and this is for all of us, even though we've got it making it simple here for our kids. Guys, when something is good, we don't hoard it or share it and keep it to ourselves. We want to share it with other people. And we want to do that as a church. We're looking forward to doing that. We look at, I look at Darian and the work that he's doing with Youth Unlimited every Wednesday. And he texts this picture now. Last week was canceled. But I mean, like 50 to 70 kids there that have really, that's their taste of the gospel, is it Youth Unlimited. Sharing the good news. How are we able to do that in our own context? I'm not going to tell you exactly how. You pray about that. See what how do I share this good news with my friends and my family? How does this work? But it needs to be good news. Something good that they're hearing. An image that came to me, which is, it totally breaks another image, but have you ever done, like, have you had, like, it's pinatas. It's not really going to work totally, but let me stick with me for a second. We used to do pinatas all the time with our kids for birthdays. Anyone else ever do pinatas? And so you make this pinata, and you fill it with what? Candy. All kinds of good stuff. And then someone's whacking the thing, right? And then what happens eventually? Right. It breaks open, and then what happens? What happens with the kids with no adult is really supervising, usually? Candy rush. Candy rush, and what do?
You run and eat the candy.
You run and eat it, and what do most people do? Gather as much as you can, you're stuffing your pockets, and you're kind of doing this, and then there's usually one or two kids that are sitting on the side, maybe because there's too much excitement happening, maybe because they don't understand totally what, maybe they don't want to be around the rush. And they're standing, and they're standing out here like this, and they're like going, "Oh my goodness, I would love any of that candy," right? Have you ever seen that, or have you ever been that person? Yeah. And then what happens? What happens in your heart when you're like, "Oh my goodness, everyone else is eating the candy"? Are you thinking it's just gonna be gone? Pardon? Exactly, Sarah. You should be preaching this. My friends usually give some to me. Could we be a people that are giving away the good news of Jesus, the love that he has for us, and the other way, in other ways, through being gracious, through being kind, maybe inviting them to, I think, one of the best places on earth, Coast Hills Community Church. We grow through the community that's beautiful for people to see. And I wonder if we could continue to do that. So the church is here to worship God, to be to be a worshiping community that is caring for each other inward, yes. But also, it's always full of hospitality to bring the good news of the love of God to others. How good is that? At the end of the service, I'll prep it now. We talked about being living stones. The band's, I can call the band up. They're going to lead us in one more worship song. The First Peter text speaks about Jesus, Jesus is the cornerstone, and we are living stones. And so we have stones up here for you to take. Maybe you're able to, could you two pass these out during the song? We're going to pass this stone out. And it's basically just saying, hey, I belong here. I'm a living stone. I still don't get the metaphor, but it's scriptural, so take it. How can I be living? This living stone, I'm a part of what God is doing and building his church into a family. And so you're able to take this and be reminded that you're part of something bigger. Part of something bigger in their life. And this is called, for us right now, Coast Hills Community Church. So, lead us.